With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House investigators found substantial evidence that Congressman George Santos of New York knowingly violated a litany of ethics guidelines, House rules, and criminal laws. That, according to a House Ethics Committee report released Thursday. GOP New York Congressman Nick Langworthy says the ethics report comes on top of the federal Santos is already facing.
23 felonies counts in it. Charge at this point, and the facts just aren't on his side, and I just don't see any situation where he's going to evade ultimately prosecution and conviction.
Santos says he won't run for re-election in 2024 after the scathing House Ethics Committee report on his conduct. President Biden and Chinese President Xi's face-to-face meeting appears to have helped ease tensions between their two nations.
After months of sparring between the U.S. and China, the two presidents finally met in person again, shaking hands, sitting down together, and lowering the temperature. Mr. Biden said they agreed to keep open the lines of communication.
He and I agreed that each one of us could pick up the phone, call directly, and would be heard immediately.
Serious challenges remain, but President Biden said he was hopeful their meeting laid the groundwork for cooperation rather than conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
But retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says he's not convinced China will follow through on its promise to crack down on fentanyl shipments to the U.S.
The promise by the Chinese on fentanyl is rather hollow. They may pull back a bit for PR reasons, but I don't expect much.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points, but the NASDAQ rose 9, the S&P 500 advanced 5, and oil dropped to $72.90 a barrel. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world continues to increase, but religious refugees are finding it harder and harder to escape to this country.
The U.S. willingness and ability to receive refugees needing to flee their place of birth has continued to drop over recent years. And it's a pretty alarming state for Christians that need to leave their place of birth.
Ryan Brown, president and CEO of Open Doors U.S.
Even after COVID, as things have been returning to more normal patterns and cadences, we're not necessarily seeing that return in the number of refugees that are being allowed access to the United States.
The decline in refugee admissions has been especially sharp during the Biden years. Learn more about the problem all at opendoorsus.org. This is SRN News. A hefty fine has been levied for flight misbehavior.
A woman from Hawaii has been ordered to pay nearly $39,000 in restitution to American Airlines for interfering with a crew on a flight last year. A U.S. district judge in Phoenix sentenced 29-year-old Kayla Ferris to more than 3 months of time plus 3 years of supervised probation. Ferris was on a February 13, 2022 flight from Phoenix to Honolulu when she began using profanity and threatened the flight crew and other passengers. The aircraft turned around and landed in Phoenix. John Scott reporting.
A Chicago commuter train has collided with rail equipment, injuring more than 20 people, some of them critically. The Chicago Transit Authority train crashed into snow removal equipment Thursday morning. Fire officials say the train collided with a slower-moving rail equipment near the Howard CTA station on the city's north side. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.